Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israel says 10 of the 15 Palestinian protesters killed by Israeli gunfire Friday were documented terrorists who tried to sneak across the border. That violence along the Gaza Strip was the deadliest day between the Israelis and Palestinians since 2014. More than 1,400 people were wounded. Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman said Israel will not cooperate with any independent investigation into the violence. Meantime, a group of Israeli and Arab protesters demonstrated in Tel Aviv Sunday for a peaceful solution to the conflict. Avraham Berg is the former head of the Israeli parliament.
The demonstration here is a hope, one among many, that eventually will persuade both the government and the public opinion. The defense is important, but peace offensive is much more significant.
Gaza's leaders have planned a 6-week protest pressing for the right of return for Palestinian refugees and their descendants to their former land in Israel. Witnesses and officials say Al-Shabaab fighters launched coordinated attacks on 5 military camps in Somalia's Lower Shabelle region, killing at least 12 militants and a civilian. The deputy governor of Lower Shabelle, Ali Nur Mohammed, tells VOA's Somali service that AMISOM and Somali troops have repulsed all attacks. Also in the news, 18 people, including 4 civilians, were killed. Happened in 3 separate incidents Sunday as Indian troops conducted counterinsurgency operations in Indian Kashmir. All of this happened south of Srinagar. This is VOA News. The last rebel holdout in Syria's eastern Ghouta region, Jais al-Islam, appears ready to leave under an agreement ending the last resistance to a weeks-long Russian-backed government bombardment of the eastern suburbs of Damascus. Meantime, U.S. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham counseled President Trump against withdrawing U.S. forces from Syria. Graham appeared on the program Fox News Sunday.
If we withdrew our troops anytime soon, ISIS would come back, the war between Turkey and the Kurds would get out of hand, and you'd be giving Damascus to the Iranians without an American presence, and Russia and Iran would dominate Syria. It'd be the single worst decision the president could make. We got ISIL on the ropes. You don't let them off the ropes, remove American soldiers.
Last week, President Trump indicated the U.S. would be out of Syria very soon, now that he says the Islamic State is defeated. Nobel Prize winner Malala Yousafzai today ends her first visit to Pakistan since being shot in her home village in 2012 by Taliban militants who tried to kill her for promoting girls' education in the country's northwest. Yousafzai says she plans to permanently return to Pakistan after completing her studies in Britain at Oxford University. China's Tiangong-1 space module re-entered the Earth's atmosphere. It happened early today and broke up over the southern Pacific. Gregory Kolakki is a China space analyst with the Union of Concerned Scientists in Nanjing.
It was their first spacecraft that they're using to develop the technologies to build their space station. I think that's important. This isn't a space station. It's been called that even in the New York Times, but it's just a spacecraft.
Tiangong-1, launched in 2011, was a bus-size 8.5-ton craft that was the first generation of what is expected to be a permanent Chinese orbiting space station. Contact with the craft was lost in 2016. China has announced it's imposing tariffs on nearly 130 American products beginning today in response to last month's decision by the Trump administration to impose duties on imported steel and aluminum. U.S. said it also is preparing duties on tens of millions of dollars of Chinese products. Gordon Holden is a China expert at the University of Alberta.
That doesn't mean that we have to go through the full course of a trade war, but certainly at this point there have been salvos in two directions now. First, President Trump, in effect, putting the threat of trade sanctions out there, although there's a comment period. And now with the Chinese hitting back, albeit with a smaller package.
Holden suggests that might be a signal China does not relish a full-blown trade war with the U.S. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.